I was raised in La Paz, Bolivia, in a very traditional household. Traditional meaning where the father was machista. The father was the ruler of the house. And my mother early on said, "You girls, you have to go to college. You have to get educated so you won't have to depend on your husbands like me." And I had won a scholarship to go to Harvard. They have a Latin American program to do a master's degree, but decided to get married instead. And then my husband promised me that he would pay my master's degree. And sure enough, I registered with the Universidad Rafael Landívar, which is Catholic University in Guatemala City, and I completed all 4 years that we were there. I completed my degree in journalism. I moved to Cape Coral in 1990 with a husband and two children. At that time, I remember when I went to school to register my son, people there say, "You better say that you're Hispanic so your son is not bused to Fort Myers." I said, "What? What's Hispanic?" I had no idea what Hispanic meant. Anyway, when I came in 1990, I applied to a job as a journalist because that's what I was. But it was difficult because I had not worked in the United States before. So it was difficult to prove that my experience, even though I had the education. So I invented a job for me, and I started a Spanish-language magazine called ¿Qué Pasa? That was the first Spanish-language publication in Lee County. I started as a newsletter for 200 people at church, and 3 years into it, it closed with 10,000 copies being distributed all the way to Bradenton. The subjects that we tackled on ¿Qué Pasa? A lot of the migrant worker issues. Back then, I remember the thing was, you have to learn English. You have to learn English. That's the way you mainstream. And it's true. But the problem was that many of these people didn't have transportation. The women stayed at home with the children and didn't have a way to get to English lessons. And I exposed those issues. You know, they were more than willing to learn English, but there are no venues. In fact, that was one of the biggest issues in Pine Island when I worked there as a volunteer. Women were subjected to a lot of abuse from men because they didn't have transportation, didn't have the education, didn't know the language. So they were totally under the control of the man for everything. And that originates a lot of abuse. It was an asset for me to be a completely bilingual Hispanic woman that could understand the struggles of Hispanic women because I knew where I was coming from. There are several ways that they can be helped. In many ways, they don't know. There are organizations that can help them and give them support. The magazine was also a catalyst for several organizations. We started the Hispanic Advisory Board in Lee County, the Minority Advisory Board in Cape Coral. And then we started pushing for equal employment for Hispanics. And I still see today in some of the Hispanic households that sole provider, controlling, macho man taking care of the woman. We have a long way to go there.